The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd, and this is Time for Technology. Unmanned aerial systems, or drones, have a variety of commercial uses, but new designs and technologies have to be tested. Lin Yang and Bebe Su take us to North Dakota, where that testing takes place.
Put an unmanned aerial vehicle into flight in North Dakota, gaze across the unhindered horizon, and watch what can go wrong. That's why North Dakota has spent more than $38 million to foster the drone testing business, including at the Civilian Industrial Park near Grand Forks Air Force Base, where testers can watch a drone's every move, good or bad.
And that's where North Dakota becomes really valuable, because the safety factor is how many planes are in the air that you might run into, how many people are on the ground if you crash, would you hurt, and there's not many here in North Dakota.
Established in 2015, Grand Sky is the first U.S. commercial testing ground for unmanned aerial systems, or UAS. North Dakota invested $17 million of public money into the privately owned Grand Sky. The 217-acre park is where commercial drone companies, big or small, conducting testing and training.
There's a lot of different applications out there for use of UAS. From North Dakota standpoint, agriculture is a big application. Energy sector is a big application. Energy sector, again, each of those industries can use a UAS for multiple different types of applications. Power line inspections, pipeline inspections, monitoring, vegetation, crop health, you name it.
Nick Flon has the Northern Plains UAS test site, one of the six FAA test sites in the nation. He says drones will replace dull and dangerous jobs and will generate new opportunities. State officials hope the drone industry will generate high-paying jobs in piloting, maintenance, and data collection.
Although it's called an unmanned aircraft system, there's really nothing unmanned about it. You still have a pilot who flies it. And there's a lot of additional support that comes off of it.
But there are challenges. Federal regulations require that drones must fly within a visual line of sight, presenting a challenge to the growing industry. But in the last few months, President Trump announced an initiative to expand the regulations aimed at balancing the benefits of new technology with lowering the risks to public safety. Lin Yang and Bebe Su, VOA News, Grand Forks, North Dakota.
To see video of this story, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.